Hello and welcome to the Tower Wealth Partners monthly update. I'm your host, Jared Cole, and I look forward to spending just a few moments sharing our thoughts about the near term as well as the next 12 months. Let's get right to it. The financial markets faced significant volatility in the third quarter as investors deleveraged and rising unemployment fueled economic concerns. Despite this, markets ended the quarter with the S&P 500 trading near an all-time high. Bond markets remained calm during the volatility, with high-yield bond spreads tightening by the quarter's end. This recovery is a positive signal for investor risk appetite, even as investors worry about the Fed remaining restrictive for too long. Looking ahead, equities are entering a seasonally strong period, especially after this year's above-average return. History suggests that a strong finish this year could extend into early 2025, with the effect diminishing by the end of the first quarter. However, the market has been highly narrative-driven and volatile, and we expect it to stay that way as investors navigate Fed policy, along with noisy incoming economic data and the upcoming election. Looking farther ahead over the next 12 months, we see the Fed's tightening cycle ending, with the first rate cut last month as the central bank aims to avoid any impact on economic growth. The market has also started to focus on the labor market, and the primary worry is shifting from inflation to economic growth slowdown. Some segments of the economy, like housing and labor markets, show the effect of higher interest rates, while others indicate the economy is still growing, just at a slower pace. The key question is whether the economy is deteriorating or normalizing. Our stance is that the economy is simply normalizing from the pandemic era, making us less negative on the economy compared to the market. The primary risks to financial markets remain the same. Households are heavily allocated to stocks. Investors once again expect a significant cutting cycle, and profit margin expansion is forecast to drive corporate earnings growth. Expectations are high, but if the economy can avoid a recession, we believe the stock market can trade higher through year-end and into 2025. Thank you for joining me today, and as always, should you have any questions, thoughts, or concerns, please reach out to our team. We are here to help, and we take great joy in doing so. Have a blessed day, and we'll see you next month.